All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Catherine Aimon-Provencher, the president of the Pontiac NDP Riding Association, to talk about an event that's going to be coming up in a little bit here. Catherine, how's it going?
Going great. How are you?
Oh, not so bad. All right, so can you tell me a little bit about this event that you guys are organizing?
Yeah, so this Saturday, we are inviting people from Pontiac and the surrounding areas to attend our roundtable event on the issue at Chalk River. Basically, we've invited several experts to discuss the Canadian Commission on Nuclear Safety proposal to approve Chalk River Nuclear Laboratory's license to make it a nuclear waste burial site, which is going to be only 1 kilometer away from the Ottawa River. We have some experts, as I said, that are coming to talk about this issue. We have Ole Hendrickson, who's a retired biologist, and he's the representative of the Concerned Citizens of Renfrew County, as well as Ava Shashel, a writer and a lifelong interest in health and environmental issues, who's been really involved in the issue of Chalk River. We also have Alexandre Goulris, who's the MP for Rosemont-la-Petite. He's also the Quebec lieutenant for the NDP. He's going to be joining us virtually. And we're also welcoming a musical performance from the Ottawa Raging Grannies. It's an activist group of older women who express their views on peace, justice, equality, and politics in satirical songs. So they'll perform a song on Chalk River specifically. So basically, this event, it's an opportunity for people of the region to learn more about this proposal, which will have major consequences on their health and their lives for several hundred or even thousands of years, but also to learn about different ways to mobilize for the cause ahead of the public hearings that are planned for May 31st.
And can you go into a little more detail about where and when and how people can sign up?
Yes, so people can attend at the University of Quebec on Outaouais. The room is EO204. It's in Pavillon Taché. So we'll have a lot of signs there for people to locate themselves to the room, because if you've never been to the university, it can be a little grueling to know exactly where to go. So we'll be directing people there. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. this Saturday. Yeah, I think that's it. And people can basically, you can just show up or you can sign in on our Facebook page. We have a Facebook event. So you can say, you know, you're attending. You can send us an email. Really, it's open to anyone. So we won't turn anyone away from the event.
And could you just talk a little bit about why you guys feel this is so important? I know there was one previous meeting that you attended as well there that the warden here in Pontiac put on. But why is this an issue that you guys are really getting behind?
Yeah, so you're right. The MRC of Pontiac had a sort of public hearing or town hall on the issue, and we attended. We believe it's really important because so far, the Canadian Commission on Nuclear Safety really hasn't provided enough information for people to be to feel secure with this proposal. Essentially, just the fact that nuclear waste is going to be stored only, you know, a few hundred meters from the river is really concerning. If there were to be a spill, that would obviously affect the water that people drink. So that's an area of really big concern. We know that nuclear waste, it's almost permanent. You know, when it's somewhere, it will contaminate a site for thousands of years. So we're concerned about the health of people in the surroundings. We believe that the Canadian Commission on Nuclear Safety hasn't provided enough information to make us feel safer, essentially. And there hasn't been enough public debate. There hasn't been public consultation on this project. So that's why we think it's really important that people get informed so that they can you know, write to their MPs, write to their mayors, to everyone, and let them know we are concerned, and so that we get, you know, more answers that are actually satisfying. So far, that hasn't been the case.
I mean, it has been discussed there with plenty of public consultations there since 2016. I've been covering this issue for about 5 years or so right here. But on this last hearing that's coming up here on the 31st, are you guys going to be having a representative speak at this?
Yeah, no, for sure. We're going to be there. We hope that by that time we have, essentially, we have a letter that we're going to be distributing to the participants at our event. You know, demanding for essentially a pause on this plan until the public concerns are heard. So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, bring this letter with a lot of names, a lot of signatures, and say, listen, we talked to people and here are all our concerns, and here are all the people that are essentially opposed to this project.
All right, Catherine, I want to thank you for your time, and I hope you guys have a good turnout there to your event. If there's anything that we didn't touch on here or we forgot to mention, I'll give you the last word here.
Okay, well, thank you so much. So I hope that there'll be a lot of people at our event. Don't forget, it's this Saturday from 2 to 4 at Université du Québec en Outaouais, and thank you for the opportunity.